Good morning. 7:41 a.m. I get out a little later than I expected this morning. I had a bit of a little thing to do that hit me just about the time I was ready to walk out the door, so I got delayed a bit. But I'm here. I'm walking. Got absolutely nothing to say today. I spent yesterday working on books, working on websites, working on stuff. Felt good. Felt real good. I mentioned Gary Riley the other day, Asphalt Warrior. The guy who is doing the actual publication, Mark Stevens, is a guy I met at and through Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. And he's been doing this for, because when Gary died, he apparently left the manuscripts to Mark to do with as he wanted to. And there are like 25 of them. And I'm thinking, really? Really? 25 litfic? Humorous litfic. Brilliant. 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 Brilliant work. God. So I picked up. It was free. It may still be free. If you want to get a... you want to grab it, grab it now, because it's probably going to go up to $2.99. Asphalt Warrior. Gary Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y. I'm pretty sure. And, so I got it and I read it, and the story was wonderful, but whoever did the formatting for it, and charged Mark for the format. So I got that one done and handed it over to Mark, and he was like, "Whoa!" I mean, it didn't look like a professional ebook. That was the biggest thing that I was going through. Is like, really? There's no half title. There's no title page. It starts with copyright. Really? Come on! This isn't rocket surgery. So I asked him if he would send me the files and tell him I'd clean them up for him and put it in a proper ebook format. I mean, it was ragged right. It looked like somebody had run a Word doc into Amazon and called it good. It was really not so good. So he sent me a whole bunch of files, and I did a little bit of graphic work of my own to give him a proper half title and title page, and to provide a bit of a graphic bump for the title, for the chapter breaks. Fixed the CSS so that it actually was justified and not ragged right, and added a couple of sections at the end for other books by Gary Riley, and a little about the author section at the end, because that's where the author section goes, with a link back to Gary's website, or the website that Mark built for Gary. And that took me, you know, because I was just picking away at it over a couple of days, it took me a while. Part of it was figuring out how I wanted it to look, double-checking it in all the various kinds of Kindle devices. And he's going to go all in with Kindle, which I think is a wise move. he's been wide and got no traction at all. Okay. Time to reevaluate. He's got very little traction in Amazon, so, you know, he's selling maybe a book every other day. Maybe a book a day. So I said, send me the next one. And so he did yesterday, late in the afternoon, he sent me the next one. Well, no, it was like noontime. And I had it back to him last night around, I don't know, 7 o'clock or so. It was relatively early. I would have got it done sooner, except I had chores I had to take care of. I had to make dinner. I had to take the kid to her therapist appointment. There was a bunch of stuff I had to do in the afternoon, so... And it was a booger, because this book had like 432 book and movie titles that all had to be dealt with for their italics. It took such a stupidly long time. But still, I had it back to him last night, and he's like, what? I said, it takes a couple hours. Normal book takes a couple hours. That one took a little longer because of the italics. You know, I have a template. I've got the stuff already. I can make the half title. I can make the title pages. I can plug them in. I've got a style sheet. I don't need 16 tons of number 9 coal to get this work done. And he's kind of a bit flabbergasted. There was an error in it. He spotted it, thankfully. I'm glad. I'm grateful. He spotted it. I had put the full title page after chapter one instead of before it, which was a brain cloud. The chapters weren't numbered the way I expected them to be, so things got a little squirrely. So he's talking about sending me one a week, and I'm like, dude, send me the next file for fuck's sake. I'm not going to take 9 weeks, six more weeks. I'm going to take 6 weeks to get these books fixed. I do one a day, that's still plenty of time for me to do my own work. One of the pieces of work I need to do is to get the books out of the trunk of my car, because I have people who want to buy them. I also need to get Milk Run done so I can take it down to Mile High at the end of October. So, let's see, yesterday I talked about Sean McGuire's The Wishmakers series. I finished the first one in the three-book set that I got. And, I was a little bit disparaging of it yesterday. And by the time I got to the end of it last night, Yeah, this is, it's YA. It's clearly YA. YA dealing with YA issues. It was still a fun read. Oh my god, it was a fun read. So if you're looking for something fantasy, and you're not afraid of the YA tag, The Wishmakers, there's an omnibus books 1 through 3 that's probably the best buy. Grab a sample of the first book if you want. Grab a sample of the omnibus. See what you think. I'll warn you, Monk Post. The beginning is not exactly intriguing. Not exactly terrific, but I did enjoy it. By the time we got about midway through the book, I couldn't put it down. I just kept reading and kept reading and kept reading. Which is another reason I didn't get that file back to him yesterday afternoon, because I was reading. So today's the 20th of September. I have 10 days to finish to fire called before the end of the month. Can he do it? That's a good question. I don't know. I think so. I have to do a lot more writing than I have been. But I actually have the word processing file open. It's on my computer. I've chipped away at it a little bit. I'm up to 27,000 words, which isn't great, but I'm getting back into the story. I'm not sure that these 20,000 words are going to stay, so I really need to get to the end to find out where the end might be. There's a lot of stuff going on here with Ishmael, and not a lot of the poking around in the deep dark that I really want this book to be. So it's either going to run long, which is not bad, or I need to readdress some of the things. I've got a lot of ideas poking around in the back of my head, and I really need a word processor to get them out. Sort of like a shoehorn to scoop it out of my back brain. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be fun. Podium has notified me that the MP3 files for Captain's Share have gone to Audible, and the release date is October 11th. So we can look for Owner's Share sometime around the middle of November, and the Audible for Ashes sometime in the middle of December. They've reserved December for To Fire Called, which means I have to get it out between now and then so that I can send them a manuscript, but no later than the end of November. The beginning of November, the middle of November would be ideal. And that way they can get it done and released in January, which would be perfect. What's going on here, I wonder? There's a tractor with a scraper blade on the front of it and fence with red tape all over it. Bunch of something's been dug up here. Laying some sort of, it's got a ditch witch on the back of it. They're running some kind of pipe or cable or something. I don't know. So it's, yesterday was 90 degrees. By the time it was all said and done, yesterday was 90 degrees. Day before, it was like 89. I really got spoiled by the 40-degree weather. It's, you know, it's probably 62 now. It is quite a lovely day, other than the fact that it's almost completely overcast. There is a, it was mostly cloudy when I started out. There was still lots of blue sky around. There isn't any more. It's pretty much completely overcast. That's, not sure where that's coming in from, but maybe that means we're going to get rain. I don't know. So almost nobody got my talk like a pirate jokes yesterday. And not too surprising, since they were rather esoteric and not exactly in the spirit of keeping with the classical romantic rape and pillage. I thought they were cute. I enjoyed coming up with them. I tried to think of all different kinds of pirates. My favorite is still the Pittsburgh pirate one, but oh, well, you know. Some days are like that. And actually, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.